This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
And welcome back, folks, to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, Jonathan Coker, and Tony Vitagliano. I can do that. I can do it. It is, again, Trivia Friday. I'm sitting in for Tim Wildman, and J.J. Jasper is also out. I do want to give a personal shout-out to Birthday Dave. It is his birthday today. I've known Birthday Dave almost as long as I've known my wife. He and my wife grew up together. He's a longtime listener, and I won't get into why we call him Birthday Dave, but it is his birthday, so Birthday Dave, happy birthday to you. Same day as my son. All right.
Happy birthday, Dave.
We are going to reset our questions, maybe not for the last time, but certainly to start off this last segment. So I've had two questions answered. I have one remaining, but I will add one. Unlike Tim Wildman, who adds nothing, if he can get away
you
with
get
it.
Nothing.
Nothing. Here's my one remaining original question. How many whiskers are there in the average beard? It's multiple choice. I'm sure many of you are saying thankfully. 300, 3,000, 30,000, or 300,000? And I will add this question. Over half of the world's population lives on a single continent. What is it? Which one is it? Over half of the world's population lives on a single continent. Which one is it? All right, Tony.
So my last original question is, what year did the game Pong come out? And my added question that I threw in there, which king of Judah, this is a Bible question, which king of Judah was struck with leprosy on his forehead and had to go live in isolation the rest of his reign, or the rest of his life, I should say.
All right, Jonathan?
All right, nobody's answered any of mine, so I still have my original three. I thought they were
boring.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty easy. Apparently not, or interesting. Anyway, question one, which wireless technology is named after a Viking king? Question two is a true or false. Al Capone had a brother that was a prohibition officer. Is that true? Is that true or false? That's the best I got. And question three is, what battle during the Civil War had the biggest number of casualties in a single day?
All right. We're ready. Let's go back to the phones, Jonathan.
All right. We're going to go to Texas where Kathy is calling. Kathy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Kathy.
Great.
Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Magnolia. Okay, and I'm going to tell y'all right out, I am a adjunct history professor.
All right.
So I love it when y'all talk about adjunct professors.
Are you actually an adjunct history professor?
Yes, I am.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, okay. we have a celebrity. We have a real professor.
Yeah, a real professor. Really on us now.
Adjunct or otherwise, you got one over on us. Where are you an adjunct professor at?
It's Lone Star Community College.
Okay.
In Montgomery County, Harris County.
All right. Can I just ask you a question, Kathy, Professor?
Sure.
What's your opinion on how much history young people know when they come to college?
Actually, you might be a little bit surprised because it's not bad. I mean, they know a lot, especially the dual credit high school kids.
Okay.
They know a lot. Like, they've heard of Patrick Henry, and they know about a lot of, they know a lot, like Pearl Harbor. I mean, they really know a lot more than what is being projected, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm actually
to hear.
Hey, I'm actually happy to hear that.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, Kathy, ask, answer, or do both.
Well, I'm going to do both, and I'll give you a big guess which question I want to answer.
Okay, this is going to be the Civil War question?
It is going to be the Civil War question, which actually happens to be one of the questions on my final that I give.
Oh,
wow.
This says,
okay. Well, I feel special
speaks
now.
Highly of, one of yeah. So it's not
Damn,
only.
I better know the answer.
No, not only special Ed on the show, but special Jonathan.
Yeah. All right, yeah, Kathy. Yeah. All right, so here's the question. I'm going to give it to you. I know you know the answer, but I'm going to say it for everybody else listening. What battle during the Civil War had the biggest number of casualties in a single day?
That would be Antietam.
That is correct.
Excellent.
Okay.
Excellent. Either Kathy or Jonathan, what is the total, the number of deaths?
Kathy, would you like, I have a number in front of me.
Oh, my gosh.
Would you like, if you don't know, I can tell it.
I honestly don't remember. I don't remember. So go ahead. You can.
What I found was 22,717 total casualties in a single day.
That Good. And
okay.
and that's not.
I thought 30, so I was close.
That is getting shot with either dying by cannonballs or lead balls going ripping through your body.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Yeah, I won't take too much time. My road trip, we stopped there at Antietam, and it was, I don't know. I think I said this the other day, but it's just like it's a different feeling when you're sitting there, just sitting, thinking. The North was here, the South was here, shooting at each other, bodies. Right. It's just, and I think I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure that that's where if you've seen a lot of old photographies or pictures from the Civil War of the bodies laying, that's from Antietam, if I'm not bad mistaken.
Oh, because you wouldn't have a lot of photography at the time.
That's right. I think right before that, and I may be getting this confused with Gettysburg, but I don't think I am. Right before that battle, they knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. And there was a photographer that had came there to do the aftermath, the before and the after
goodness.
That battle. And that's where you see a lot of those pictures of the Civil War is from that battle of Antietam.
Wow.
Excellent job, Kathy. What is your question for us?
Okay, so the question for you, if I can get this correct, there were two names. The Germans had invaded the country of Ethiopia in North Africa, and they were liberated by the Allies. What was the other name for Ethiopia?
You mean in the Bible?
No. This is World War II. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, it's okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay. well, okay. So
the Germans invaded
Ethiopia. Oh, no.
All right.
All right. Let me tell you. Okay. So let me clarify so
Second
I don't look
Chronicles.
Like a complete moron. Okay. Because I know there's like Ethiopia. It's either Ethiopia or Libya were called Put, I think, in the Bible. So when she said the other name, I was going Ethiopia or Put. But I'm actually making things worse. So, all right. The other name for Ethiopia, I'll probably kick myself at this. I'm not sure I know this. You guys know? Okay.
I always think that I know history until I get questions like this.
Yes. No, I know. There's... I don't know.
I don't even have a guess.
I don't know. Kathy, what's the answer? I think you slumped us.
It's Abyssinia.
Abyssinia.
Abyssinia. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
I just said that because I like that name. Yeah.
Okay. Kathy, I am going to make a claim here that's going to sound ridiculous, but I think there is a bit from the Three Stooges where the name Abyssinia is used, because one of them, I'm pretty sure this is from the Three Stooges, where one of the Stooges says to the other, Abyssinia, and it was like a play on the word Abyssinia, and I didn't think about that until you gave us the name of Ethiopia. So, wow. All right. So, the name Ethiopia does appear in the Bible. Is Abyssinia, do you know how that came to have that name as well?
I do not. I did. I totally forgot. I just like heard that question and kind of just grabbed the phone and so didn't put a whole lot of thought into the question I was asking you.
Oh, that's okay.
So
I didn't put a lot of thought into the answer. So, all right. Well, thank you, Kathy. And seriously, Thank you for teaching our young people and getting them up to speed on the very important subject of history. I love history. Mm-hmm. Jonathan and Tony mm-hmm. both love history, but we need real experts, and that's where you come in.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
So the Abyssinia was not actually in the Three Stooges. It was a famous and tragic season 3 finale of MASH, Abyssinia, Henry. So it was not a Three Stooges bit.
Well, it's funny you should say that because I also Googled it, and it says the phrase Abyssinia in relation to the Three Stooges is a classic piece of 1930s slang that they frequently use as a pun for I'll be seeing you.
Okay.
Just exactly what I said.
Well, my AI, said.
All right. All right. Hey, we need to get back to the to the phones, and let's just forget about this little challenge that I had for my son to try to embarrass me on national radio. That's all right.
All right. We're going to go to Arkansas, where Christina is on the line. Christina, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Christina, where do you live in Arkansas?
Hey, in Traskwood.
What is it?
Traskwood.
Traskwood.
We need our resident, Mr. Tim.
Yeah.
I'm asking where they all live, and I have nothing to say afterwards.
He would know somehow. He knows Arkansas.
He would
know.
Tim, he'd be saying, isn't that right near the lake so-and-so where where highway takes a left?
Yeah.
So, all right, well, great. Traskwood sounds like a very nice place to live. Would you like to ask, answer, or do both, Christina?
Just answer.
Okay. Which one do you want to try to answer?
The Viking King.
Ooh,
okay.
All right.
Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now they're starting to answer. That's what I'm talking about. All right, so here's the question. Which wireless technology is named after a Viking King?
Bluetooth.
That is correct.
Yeah. Wow. Good Christina, I didn't know the answer to that. I had to ask Jonathan during the break. How did you know that? Did you have to look it up, or did you know that?
No, my son came back from Jordan after he was deployed over there with a tattoo on his arm that looked like a Bluetooth symbol. And he says, no, it's actually the symbol of the king, a king from Norway, you know, Viking king, named mm-hmm. King Bluetooth.
So. Wow, that's so. What did the tattoo look like?
The top part of it looked like the Bluetooth, but on the bottom it was kind of different.
Yeah,
because our Bluetooth is like blue, and it's got I don't know, squiggly line or what? Not squiggly line, but straight line through it. But, it just looked slightly different than our Bluetooth, but enough to where I recognized it.
Okay, wonderful. Well. Christina, you don't have a question for us, you said, right?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for being on with us, and please thank your son for his service.
Mm-hmm.
You may have more than one member of the family who has served our country, but please tell him that the professors of Lernen University said thank you.
That's right.
Okay, Christina, have a wonderful weekend.
By the way, so just real quick, the symbol that we have for Bluetooth is a Nordic H and a Nordic B for Harold Bluetooth. That's where we get that.
Okay.
So that little symbol right there.
Yes.
I'm looking on my phone.
Yes,
I'm
that
curious.
Is a Nordic H and a Nordic B.
Do you have any of the background as to why that name was picked?
Yes, because he has, he got that nickname because he had a dead tooth.
Okay.
And it was blue.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So they called him Bluetooth.
Okay, but was he famous for sending ravens like five feet from somebody else?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's Bluetooth. He's always sending a raven, even if he's in the same room as you. I don't know.
A touch more. So it said that he played a fundamental role in the unification of Denmark with its neighbors, which is now Norway and Sweden.
Okay.
And he helped Christianize Scandinavian.
Oh,
Scandinavia.
All right.
Okay.
It says he is referred to as Denmark's first Christian king.
Okay.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, the 10th century. 10th century.
All right.
Okay. So maybe either just paying homage to him or maybe the unification. I don't know.
Well, I'll make this quick. I did look that up a little bit. I from what I read, they were trying to come up with a name for this technology, mm-hmm. and there somebody knew about this king from mm-hmm. back then and said, well, let's just call it Bluetooth for now, and we'll okay. rename it later. And they came up with a symbol and everything, and it just
so
never,
it could have
never got renamed.
The technology could have been something like Black Raven or something else, but it became Bluetooth. It's this Bluetooth. Is fascinating.
Okay. Yep. All right. This is Learning University, so yeah, that's I'm right. here to learn.
That's, there you go. That's very interesting. All right, so let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Mississippi, where Tom is calling. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
We're glad you're here, brother.
Where do you live in Mississippi? We might be able to know this one.
Natchez.
Yep. Okay. Yep.
So that's right there at the end of that there Natchez Trace, isn't it?
Yes, actually, it is the beginning of the Natchez Trace.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right.
They floated down the river, and they walked back up the trace.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Good trivia for you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, Tom, good. Thank you for that. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to try to answer?
The continent with half the population.
All right. Here's the question. Over half of the world's population lives on a single continent. Which one is it? What do you say, Tom?
Asia.
Asia, that is absolutely correct.
Very good.
Yes,
very
excellent.
Good.
60% of the world's population lives in Asia. 60%. Wow. It's hard. That's a lot of folks.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. How did you know that, Tom? Just kind of general knowledge. You look it up. What?
I've always been very good at geography and. Is really an educated guest.
Yeah,
okay. All right, sure is.
Well, that's a good one.
All right, Tom, what's your question for us?
Which river in the world carries the highest volume of water?
Ooh. Which river in the world carries the highest volume of water?
That's an interesting question. Mm-hmm. All right, hang on, Tom. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Guys, I think we ought to just give three different guesses to try to, I'm going to say the Mississippi. I don't think that's right, but I'm going to go because it's an easy choice.
I don't know. Honestly, I'm bad at these kind of questions. I'll say the Amazon.
Okay.
It's extensive. I mean,
long. All right, now you got to come up with another river.
The only thing I can think of is the Nile River.
The Nile?
Yeah.
All right, well, we've got three very speculative answers, Tom. Yeah. What is
definitely not educated guesses.
Not educated guesses.
No. Complete guesses.
Yeah. What is the actual answer, Tom?
It's the Mississippi.
I knew it all along.
Yeah, you were just playing humble.
We got played. Yeah,
I was just being humble.
Yeah.
So
we appreciate
all right.
that, Ed.
Any kind of backstory on this, or any information? What about the other two rivers that were named? The Amazon. Is there a list of like the top 10 or what?
Well, the Amazon is the widest, and the Nile is the longest. People wouldn't suspect that the Mississippi carries the most water.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Per year.
Okay. All right. Well, Tom, thanks.
I don't know. I just heard it somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, that's what
right.
we like.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. God bless you. You have a great weekend. All right. Let's. I know we're almost at the end of the program, but let's. Nah, we just better go to the back of the phones. I don't think we have enough time to do that. Let's go. We have, I think, two callers. That should take us to the end of the program.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go to Tennessee, where Leslie is calling. Leslie, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi. I'm glad to be here.
We're glad you got on.
Yeah, absolutely. Right as we come towards the end of the program. Where do you live in Tennessee, Leslie?
Well, I live in Dunlap, which is about 30 minutes from Chattanooga.
Dunlap, okay. Home of the Tigers.
If JJ was here, he'd make the joke, but I can't. I'm not even going to try.
You mean Home of the Tigers, you mean?
Yeah. Well, Dunlap. Here's the deal.
Dunlap. I mean, Dunlap, Dunlap over not my, Lop, but anyway.
Yeah, Dunlop. Yeah, the Dunlop's disease. All right, Leslie, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to do both, but the professor got my question, I mean my answer, except she got it right and I was going to get it wrong. So, all that's left for me is to ask. And okay. I've got a math question for you. I want you to tell me my age. So, I was born in the last year of the fifth decade of the 20th century. So, how old am I?
Last year. Okay, we're... Well, you ask a math question to three math dummies.
All right, I've got my calculator pulled up.
I've got an answer, but we're going to talk amongst ourselves really quickly here, Leslie. So, all right, so don't say yes or no. I'm thinking this is 49. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Wait.
She's asking for her age, right?
Her age? Look, I've learned through life. You don't ever, even if she's asking the question, I'm still not answering how old I think this lady is. So you, sir, can go ahead and, that's my out.
Well, the last year of the fifth decade, so that would be in the 40s and last year. So I'm going to say 40.
Yeah, no, that makes sense to me.
All right, Leslie, what do you say?
Wait. Okay. You're saying she was born in 49 or
her age?
Leslie, you're asking for your age, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So 49, is that right?
No, it's not.
Okay. 29. I meant 29.
Okay. Okay, so look, my wife texts me.
Okay, hang on a second, Liz.
No, she's not here physically, but my wife says 77. Says she was born in 49. So I think she was born in 49.
All right. You're just going to you have to answer the question, and we're actually running out of time here. So,
yeah.
Okay. So the last year of the fifth decade is actually 1950, because decades end in a zero, don't they?
Okay.
And I've seen. So I was born in 1950, and so I'm 76.
76. Okay. Okay.
So, all right. I had this. I was just thinking randomly of a century. I wasn't thinking. I apparently wasn't thinking at all.
I didn't even try. When I heard your answer, I was like, that sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, Leslie, we are out of time. Thank you so much. That was a great question.
It was.
And you just asked the wrong guys. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. All right, we got to get the answers to our remaining questions, guys. All right, so how many whiskers are there in the average beard? 300, 3,000, 30,000, or 300,000?
I say 30,000.
I say 3,000.
It's 30,000. 30,000 whiskers
maybe
in the average
3,000
beard.
In yours, Jonathan.
It is. It's 30, only 3,000 in mine.
That's all I've got left.
Mine, what year did the game Pong come out? Pong came out in November 29th, 1972. And then which king of Judah was struck with leprosy on his forehead?
I don't know this.
Was Uzziah.
Uzziah.
So he burned incense when he wasn't supposed to.
Okay.
And Azariah, you know how that goes.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
All right, my only question was a true false. Al Capone had a brother that was a prohibition officer. That is 100% true.
That sounded weird enough to be true.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yep. And what the Thanksgiving conversation does kind of open up the door for a lot of jokes and a lot of scenarios.
Yeah, the mom's
scenarios.
Probably like, but you two, stop.
All right, folks, that's all the time we have for Trivia Friday. Thank you for joining us. I want to thank Jonathan and Tony. You guys did a great job.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Folks, more great listening ahead on AFR.